Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hanna baby. Introducing a new collection, Hanna Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hanna quality for your most precious gift. Hanna Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannaanderson.com.
Hi everyone, the Gazette has a new name. It's now called Nostalgia USA, and each month it's getting better. A real entertainment experience. And within each issue, there will be special pricing on selected old-time radio DVD.com collections, only available to our subscribers of the Nostalgia USA. Take advantage today by subscribing at oldtimeradiodvd.com. Nostalgia USA, special pricing. What a combination. Go to oldtimeradiodvd.com today. You'll be glad you did.
Let's now join our featured presentation.
Every door has a key. There's a key to every situation. Behind every unopened door, there is a mystery. And the opening of this door introduces us to another in the series, the key.
Locking the door, kid? What you locking the door for?
Ma's in there.
So what? So what? Ma's in there, okay. So what you want to lock her in for?
Keep her there. Ma's too curious. Now, come on.
Where are we going?
We're going places. Boy, are we going places.
Reasons. Jeff, what's doing? What is this? I'm your girl, and you tell me.
I'm telling you, she gets too curious. I got my sight to look after. I'm not tied to no apron strings.
Oh, yeah, but locking her in and taking the key.
I wish she'll stay there. About time she stayed there. About time she let me alone. She can stick to a TV. Me, I don't want no interference.
That's me. Oh, of course your ma don't want to leave you alone. Only son, no father. What else is she going to do but want to look after you? Mothers get that way. They're funny that way.
Yeah, well, I'm not having her come after me. But how do you think I feel when I'm with the gang and she comes after me? From now on, I'm the lone guy. And if you want to stick, you do as I say, Sally.
Oh, yeah, but locking your mind.
As I say.
Oh, okay, okay. Seems to me there's no need to get tough just because your ma can't come after you. An old lady like that. Hey, Jim, what if there's a fire?
There won't be no fire. Well, no squawks from you neither.
Okay, okay. Girl can only say what she thinks.
Yeah. No thinking. Strictly dumb, that's you. Joint needs shaken up. One horse, dead, beat, dump.
Mobster, no less.
Oh, mobsters make a good living. Me, I'm for the big time, knuckling with the big boys. Come on, this way.
Now, Jeff, don't you go getting into trouble. Oh, I don't know, I shouldn't go back and let your ma out.
You do, and this baby is alone, but strictly. You want me to go with another guy?
No. I want to go with you.
Well, then.
Get me into all sorts of trouble if I don't.
Listen, baby. Trouble's our second name from now on. I'm carving myself a hunk of my rock. Legal or the other way. You want to come with me? Come on. You don't? Then go get yourself someplace else. You see this?
Jeff, don't go flashing a gun around, not here. Cops will pick you up.
You see this? Yeah. Dough. Know where I got it?
Jeff.
I'm as tough as the next guy. I get my dough where I find it.
Are you done?
My old man used this in France, picking off anybody getting in his way. My old man was tough. Me too. Law or no law, I'm looking after me. But you see that apple on Luigi's stand? Go help yourself to it.
No, Jim.
Okay, I will. Hey, Luigi. I'm taking this apple.
Ah, sure, Jeff. Go ahead. Help yourself.
I'm taking it for free. I'm not paying.
No matter. Your ma always buys anyway. That's what she said. She said, Luigi, if my boy Jeff wants a fruit, you let him have it. I'll pay. She's a good mother to you, Jeff.
I'm not paying. She's not paying.
I'll pay, Jeff. How much, Luigi?
These women. Jeff, there's something about you. I don't know. I think maybe all the girls want to mother you. My boy's left school, too, and he's working already. 15 cents, Sally, to you. 15 cents.
Come on.
Your apple. I cannot take the money. You're not taking the apple. Me, Sally, you have not taken the apple.
You humiliate me, making me small. You did that on purpose, didn't you?
You can't steal from Luigi, Jeff. A small-time guy only making a little dough.
Small-time? Whose fault is that? He's small-time because he's got a small-time mind.
Better small-time mind than big-time no good.
You're getting at me, huh? Okay, we'll soon find out who's the boss around here. You're riding with me, kid. And we're getting in real trouble right now. Stick up, that's why.
Oh, Jeff. No, Jeff, look.
Bank.
Here.
Something. Come on, we'll grab ourselves some real dough from a drugstore. I'm going in, see? You stay by the door. Flash my gun. Money, mister. Grab it all and we mix with the crowd, see? Okay, by the door here. Stay there, will you? And wipe that scared look off. You want to give everybody the tip off? Coat collar up, hat down. All set.
Look out, mister. I got papers to deliver. I'm in a hurry.
Scram, will you? Out of the way.
Hey, you can't do that to me. I'm important. I got a paper on.
Shut up, will you?
No, you push me. Big brother will fix you. Jed. Hey, Jed.
Quiet up. Pin your ears back.
Well, let's get out of it, Jeff.
He pushed me.
No, Kid Dillon's putting me off.
Some trouble. Somebody pushed my kid brother around. Him, he pushed me.
Nice, mister. Brother's only a kid.
Yelling brat. He gets in my way again. He knows what's coming to him.
And you'd know what was coming to you, wouldn't you?
Come away, Jeff. Come away.
You think because you're big, I'm scared of you, huh?
Yeah, I do.
That to your brother and that to you!
Son, you're a kid. You go home before I get riled. Go on home to your ma.
Ma. Always ma. If you think I can't hit harder, you got another thing coming. And another one.
Real sorry I have to do this. Looks like you're a nice kid, but spoiled. Well, this will spoil you a bit more.
Oh, you brute, you bully.
Kelly, I apologized beforehand. What more could I do? I let him go and hit me. You never know, he might have ended up hurting me. And that I don't like.
No, Jeff, no.
You're not getting away with it, mister. Mobs to handle me and dynamite. Didn't reckon on me having a gun, did you?
You're right, I didn't.
Well, reach, mister, reach high.
Looks like I've got no option. Act careful, son. When your hand shakes the way yours does, you're liable to twitch that trigger. By mistake, I hope.
Yes.
Now, well, there's no mistake about this, mister. Hitting me is a mistake, but fatal.
Officer O'Hara,
there's a girl on there with a gun.
Why? Oh, the kid, to let the kid get away.
Come quickly, this way.
Come on, Sally. No, Stay right where you are, mister. Don't move.
He's coming, Jed. Officer O'Hara's
back away, Sally, and when I say go for your life. Right, go!
He went that way, officer. Careful, he's out.
Down the subway. This way, Sally, down here. Now walk. Pull yourself together. Walk ordinary or you'll have us both in jail.
He's behind. He's not far behind.
Go on, down to the subway. You can't run, Sally. Start running in this crowd and close in. Close in a second. Relax now. Easy. You look like one of the crowd. Nobody notices you.
They're bound to overtake us. They're just behind.
A crowd like this makes everybody move at the same rate. Boy, my luck. Train's coming in now. Keep back. I push through. Come on, follow me. Up the other end.
Come on, Jack. Come on. It'll go without it.
Yeah, we'll let it. Get around behind this exit here.
Oh, we've got it, Patsy. We'll never get away.
Let them catch it.
Hey, hey!
Let them.
They'll see we're not on the train.
Him. His brother in the car. Get back.
Officer.
Come on.
We're going. We're going.
We're about
it, huh?
Catch
before they get off to the next
station. There was a gal with him. Keep quiet. Keep still. Let him get on. Well, cops a fool.
Person full of that
gag.
He's gone? They've all gone?
Of course they have. Fella's only got to use his brains.
What are we going to do? Jeff, where can we go? What can we do?
Keep close to me, kid. There's nothing to it. It's all in a day's work. Now, up these stairs. From now on, kid, we're on the outside. Armed robbery. That can send you up for 10 years.
But you didn't rob Jack.
Yeah, I was going to. It's the same thing. You let that big guy have the full clip if his brother hadn't got away. That ought to be murder. You and me, kid, far as the cops are concerned, are hot.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do now?
Well, it's, there's nothing for it, Sally. We just have to grab ourselves an auto. We'll beat it to the wide open spaces until the heat's cooled off.
Steal one?
Steal one? You just call it what you like. Yeah, that one. Convertible. Yeah, speedy, too. Follow me and walk up to it casually. Yeah. Keys in the ignition. Well, step in, Sally. This sort of thing means nothing to a guy like me.
I'm not going, I'm not.
Well, stay if you want, but when the cops catch you, don't you rat about me. Stay if you want. I'm not pressuring you. If you want to go to a women's jail, that's your business. Me, I'm for the wide open spaces.
Won't it start, Jeff?
Well, of course it will. Ignition on, red light showing. Of course it'll start. It's a bit cold, I guess.
Oh, Jeff.
Cut it out, will you? I know how to drive a car.
There's a man coming, Jeff. He looks just like he owns it.
Men look the same. Can't tell who owns an auto.
But he's coming straight towards us, looking straight at us.
This is where I swam.
Hey, you.
Jeff, Jeff.
Oh, scrap iron, start, will you?
I told the garage it was out of gas.
You did what?
Oh, I don't know. I phoned the garage. I told him I was out of gas. Then when I get back here, you are running the battery flat. You're from the gas station, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, did you bring a can?
No.
What's the matter with you guys? Go on, get out of there and go back and get a gallon can. Yeah, thought you got here too fast to be true. I don't know. I don't know how many dollars a week I pay that gas station, and look at the service I get. Incompetent, no-good bunglers. Now, you go and get that can. I'll wait for you here. Running a battery flat. Yeah, and while you're about it, make it a 2-gallon can. Oh, go on, go on. I've got all day to waste if you have.
Come on, Sal.
Yeah. And another thing. You're paid to fetch me gas. Not to go walking with your gal.
Drop dead, will you? Running out of gas. Such a fine thing. Big guy with a big plushy auto and he runs out of gas.
Didn't know. Thought you were from the gas station. Didn't know you were trying to steal his auto.
Yeah. Well, it's lucky for him I didn't pull a gun on him. Flash greenback plasterer. Thinks dollars are all dimes. All because he gets autos on easy payments. Wipe that smile up his greasy kiss up pretty quick. I'm going back to slug him.
No, Jeff, no. The cops are after you already. Started brawling, they'll get you for sure.
Well, it's lucky for him, that's all I can say. Lucky for him. Dumb clucks. Gee, I want to smash somebody. That's what I want to do. I want to smash somebody. What's the use?
Don't feel too bad, Jeff.
I don't feel bad. I feel fine, fine.
Sure you do. Let's go home, Jeff.
Home? Not on your life. I'm finished with home. As far as I'm concerned, it's wiped, gone, finished. I never did have a home. I haven't got one now. I'm a lone guy making my own way in the world. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do something real big, real tough.
What, Jeff?
Yeah. I'll leave my mark, get my name in the papers real big. Murder, that's what.
You're joking, of course.
Joking? Was I joking when I held that guy up? Was I kidding when I made a snatch for that car?
No. Well, in a way.
Murder, big time job, somebody big. I'm gonna show them. Make them sit up. Make my name known. People will say, you see that guy? Big time, headline stuff, biggest hoodlum in town. Yeah, I know. Come on around here, up the street.
No, Jeff. I've had this. I don't want to go on.
You're scared. Scared girls, they give me a pain.
I'm not scared. I don't want to get into trouble, that's all.
Come on.
But I don't want to go. I want to go home. I don't want to go with you anymore.
Listen, Sally, you walk out on me now and I go to the cops. Maybe they'll get me, but they'll get you as well. And you're nearly 18. That makes you responsible. That means you're not a juvenile delinquent. That means you get into more trouble than I do. Now, are you coming?
I know I ought to. I know you'll end up in real trouble.
That's what I'm looking for, baby. Trouble.
Where are we going?
Up here. Quiet street. You know who walks down here every evening? Jack Tramiel, that's what.
Jack Tramiel? I've never heard of him. Oh, Jack, please, let's go home.
No. Jack Tramiel. I know a kid works for him. Jack Tramiel's news, novelties and what have you, worth a fortune. And he's marrying a European princess or something. Yeah, he'll do.
Do for what, Jack?
Yeah. His name will make news. Maybe too much. Could be a pinch of publicity from me.
Pinch?
I'll get even with them all. They're gonna suffer, not me.
Jeff, what are you thinking of?
People will have to learn to leave me alone. They'll see the headlines, but it'll be too late. Now he comes down from out of his office around here, goes to the car park around the corner. Yeah. This will do here. Yeah, fine. Nobody around? Ideal. Come on, Sal, into this doorway here.
What are you going to do? I must know what you're going to do.
Can I? Will you keep quiet? I'm going to show people some people can look after themselves.
But what, Jeff? What?
I've got to kill to show them that I've got to kill.
Not the gun, Jed, not the gun.
Now, store it, will you? Shouting and yelling. If you don't shut up, it'll be you getting shot.
Yes, Jed.
I'm telling you what to do, and I'm telling you to shut up. My life's not worth living unless I kill somebody. I've got to get my name in the papers. I've got to show them I'm as good as the next. He's coming. I'll keep back. That's him. Marrying a princess. He's coming this way. Oh, boy, is he going to get it.
Don't do it, Jeff. Don't.
Shut up. This is as far as you go, mister.
Hmm? Oh, hello.
You're Jack Tramiel.
I must confess to it.
You think you're going to marry a princess? You think you're a clever man.
Well, not clever. I take advantage of any possibilities around.
Well, just you look at this.
Oh, Jack, no.
What is it? Oh, a gun.
And one that'll kill you, mister.
Well, not many novelties kill me nowadays. Let's have a look at it.
And you let go.
How can I look at it with you hanging on? Oh, thanks. Oh, yeah, saw these some years ago. Used to be very popular during the war. No demand for them now. Yeah, I'm sorry, Sonny. Afraid I couldn't place it for you.
But it's a gun, a gun.
A made like one. Press the trigger and a cigarette pops out. Ah, yes. Want one? No? Oh, well, as you offered me one, I'll take it. Thanks. The other end, the barrel end, used to be a lighter. Yeah, it still is. Well, thanks a lot. Sorry I couldn't use it. Good.
The big, tough hero. The big man. Why don't you go and play with your toys?
Look, I can explain, Sally. I knew it wasn't really a gun. I wanted to...
You wanted to impress me. Go on home, baby.
You don't understand. Nobody understands me.
Understand you? You don't need a magnifying glass to know a baby when you see one. And to think you had me scared. From now on, Jeff, you find yourself another girl. All hot air.
But baby, I wanted you to admire me. I wanted to show you what I could do.
You wanted to wear big boy pants. And you're not out of the dye at the stage yet. Don't leave me alone. Get out of my hair.
I'll show you. I'll hold up a bag.
Go ahead. There's a nice one. First National. Go right ahead. That's the main entrance.
Why does everybody laugh at me? I'm as good as the next guy. All I gotta do is to have a chance to prove it.
As far as I'm concerned, you've had your chance. A guy who can't even take fruit from Luigi without messing it up is my idea of a man. Now, that Tom. Now, there's a man who is a man.
Tom?
Yeah. You want to see him? Follow me.
Well, you can't leave me, Sal. You're my girl.
Girl doesn't feel like a girl with a milk shop around. Bye, Jeff. Go back home to your ma.
As a nice guy. I'll show her. Well, the bomb at the governor, that's what I'll do. Yeah. Does that make me somebody? Or I'll bust me some joint wide open. I'll kill somebody. And from now on, brother, I'm tough. I don't take no orders from nobody.
You, Jeff?
Yeah, Ma.
I've been watching the TV. Have you been out?
Well, didn't you know I'd been out?
No. And you come in here. Your pa's old fancy gun is missing and $10 from the coffee tin where I keep the house seat. I gotta talk to you. You shut that door and lock it, and you come right in here.
Nobody tells me.
What's that?
Nothing, Ma.
Well, you come in here before I get the stick to you.
Yes, Ma.
Closing door finishes a story. Next week, another key will open another door to another story. Mystery. Romance. Or adventure. All start when a door is unlocked by the key.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hanna baby. Introducing a new collection, Hanna Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hanna quality for your most precious gift. Hanna Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannaanderson.com.